Hey guys, this is me and John here with another episode of our Tea Podcast, unscripted audio version of our thoughts and experiences that we are learning every day in the cloud working with our customers. So today, you know, we have Dana Yanch as our guest for today. And what we really wanted to focus on today is SD-WAN and what it, is its relevance today in the digital transformation journey, as well as what it was built for. At the same time, you know, where we see it heading in the future, because this is a common topic that comes across. You know, people are going to the cloud and they want to connect to the cloud. There's no better person than Dana Yanch, who has been a initial, I would say, architect around this technology. So, Dana, maybe you can provide a little bit background of yourself from SD-WAN perspective, and then, in general, my question for you is, for our audience, right, who may not be familiar with SD-WAN, right, maybe in a simple word, explain what SD-WAN is for a lot of enterprises. What does it mean? What value it brings? And then maybe we can start from there.
Yeah, absolutely. We can give a quick little background on that. So I started working with, quote, air quotes, SD-WAN, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, before there was actually a terminology for it. You know, there was some solutions out there that automated tunnels and failover and provided some sort of path resiliency over any type of transport. And one of the common, the most famous ones back in the day was Telari, right? That wasn't even SD-WAN at that point. It was just, they call it this, I can't remember what they call it. Honestly, it was just tunneling that was orchestrated for you. And that was kind of the inception of the idea. And then other companies started to come out with similar things. You know, we had Viptela, we had Velo Cloud, we had Versa, and it all proliferated. And so SD-WAN exploded. People realized that, yeah, there is benefit in abstracting the complexity in WAN tunneling, WAN networking, and providing an overlay and then adding visibility and adding some sort of path correction and dynamic routing based on performance of the links. That was important. And you have to realize that I'm using past tense was, right? I'm using that a lot. So the question that we have to ask is, what happened to SD-WAN? It was such a massive market in the last 5, 6 years. And just recently, it started to drop off, and it's dropping off at an incredible rate. So you have to think about when SD-WAN was relevant, and it's when people were leveraging this connectivity model for branch to branch, right? So what's happening to branch to branch? Well, branch to branch is disappearing because everyone is working from home. People are leveraging connectivity to SaaS. So branch to DC data centers is also disappearing because everyone is using SaaS, and the apps have now moved to the cloud. The gravity of the applications are now in the cloud. So the traffic patterns are changed, and the traffic patterns, this change in traffic patterns have made SD-WAN less and less relevant with each passing day. So what's left over? Branches and people, users, still need to connect to the cloud. And so for the next period of time, while SD-WAN starts to, I guess you could say, die off, we still have to provide optimized and secure and visible connectivity to the cloud. And so these SD-WAN providers, that they've recognized this relatively late, to be honest, and now they're adopting or adapting this solution they had that was built for on-prem networking to connect to the cloud, but they're missing the point. And this is my opinion, right? From my experience and work seeing this over years, they're totally missing the point. They're taking the complexity that they have on-prem and trying to now inject this complexity into the cloud. And they're only solving really one piece of the problem, and that's connectivity to cloud, that's on-ramp. But that's been solved for years. We can do that in all sorts of ways. We can do that through direct connects, express routes. We can do that through partners like Equinix or PeerPort. We can do it through VPNs. Like that's not the problem. The complexity now lies between regions in the cloud and between clouds. That's where we're trying to focus now, and they're just missing it.
And you know what, Dana? Some of these SD-WAN vendors, they have the gall to even say, I play in the cloud. You know, they think they get to the edge of the cloud and they think that's playing in the cloud. right? And I can get the connectivity between clouds, etc. It's very misleading. And but what I would also add, Dana, to what you said, the first of all, I just want to give a statement. Mm-hmm. If transport circuits were dirt cheap, there'd be no need for SD-WAN, right? SD-WAN solved a problem in that, you know, I can get now, you know, active traffic on, you know, branch or campus with two links. I can get some visibility. I can get some analytics. I can get some telemetry out of it, etc. However, to do all that, SD-WAN is quite a complicated technology in itself. It's not easy to set up. You have to go through, you know, an SD-WAN, you know, for large organizations, you have to go through vulnerability assessments tests. And a lot of these vendors have big gaps in their SD-WAN security controls. So, you know, those have to be plugged or compensating controls around those. And in the end, you wonder, Christ, was this really worth it for the telemetry and, you know, just to get me an active and just to get me, you know, some equal pass route, cost routing, etc. In the end, my opinion was actually it's not. And now, as you say, it's become less relevant in the marketplace as folks now are, yeah, everyone's working from home. Their connectivity methods are different. The traffic patterns are different. Everyone's using SASE, yeah. 0365, Zoom, etc., straight from their home router. So the relevance of SD-WAN for me is almost non-existent. You know, and even more sad for SD-WAN, it promised a lot of things. It delivered very few of those things, you know. And I read only a day or so ago, the SD-WAN market since inception to now is about 5 billion. And, you know, and I don't think there's going to be much, much growth beyond that, you know. Yeah. I think it's a dying technology, I have to say, you know, with some sadness. It promised a lot. But as I say, it didn't really deliver.
And I think we also have to realize, so I think SD-WAN, based on what you guys said, right, is more of a, it's not a revolution, it's an evolution of how WAN was done years ago. Right? It made things a little bit easier, but there was some complexity and pains that it solved. But then also, I think the market changed dramatically, right? The cloud transformation and the journey to cloud has accelerated in the past 2 years, right? And COVID has made even that pace even more higher. And what is happening is, you know, SD-WAN was built by people who have the DNA of on-prem and the WAN, right? They don't have the DNA of the cloud.
They were carrier people, a lot of them.
It was carrier people, right? So what happened is, you know, they don't really understand the cloud. And what happened is, yeah, they solved things for an on-prem world, trying to connect branches to the data centers in a more optimal way. And obviously now with this traction into the cloud, what is happening is when, and this is something that I learned from an analyst, right? One of the major analysts is, let's say if you are an on-prem world, right? We have been doing business for 20 plus years, right? With this legacy vendors. And then all of a sudden now you're going to the cloud. Who would you go and get advice from? You will go and get advice from the exact same vendor, right? So, and what they will tell you as a solution is SD-WAN, because they think that SD-WAN is there to solve the cloud problems too, because they will just continue to lift and shift whatever they've built for on-prem world into the cloud. So for them, there is no solution. And the answer for them is whatever the best technology out there that can at least be tied to the cloud is the solution, which is SD-WAN in many cases. But in the last 1 year or 2 years, what I'm seeing is the footprint of how traffic traverses between application is changing, right? So all your data center applications are moving to the cloud, right? So there's no longer too much of a branch to branch connectivity. It's mostly branch to cloud. Or even if you want to talk to branch to branch, CSPs are now opening up their backbones to be that transport, right? So things basically are evolving into more like a cloud WAN, which Evitrix actually does a really good job, and we're continuously evolving in that area. So maybe Dana, talk about something in terms of how do you see this evolving? Obviously, people who have invested in SD-WAN, right? And and we work with them really well, right? In terms of any SD-WAN provider, if they come to the edge of the cloud, we connect with them, we take care of things inside the cloud. It's a good story. And I think, as you said, things will continue to die down as the application moves to the cloud or inside the cloud.
Yeah.
But how do you see this evolving?
Yeah, it's a good question. And what I can tell you is that none of these vendors, SD-WAN vendors, whether it's the one I worked for or any of the competitors out there, are going to go down easy, right? They're not going to die a quiet death. They're going to struggle. They're going to struggle for market share. But unless they shift their mentality on the problems that exist that they're trying to solve, they're not going to get any traction, right? This is just not going to happen. So what we're going to see is that for a period of time, for all the organizations that did invest in SD-WAN and saved a lot of money and added a lot of functionality, great. I'm really happy for them. I was part of that. It brings joy to my heart, okay? I loved building these SD-WAN architectures all around the world for these companies. But for the next while, what they're going to have to do is integrate with cloud in the most optimal fashion. And Aviatrix provides an incredibly beautiful architecture for that. We figured out the problem in the cloud. We figured it out so perfectly. Our controller has solved all these issues elegantly. And then when I joined this company, my primary goal was, how can I find a way to nicely integrate SD-WAN? And that's what I focused on over the last year, and provide end-to-end segmentation, end-to-end security, the service insertion for the cloud, propagation of routes end-to-end, and then the visibility and the reporting that you'd want when you connect your SD-WAN into the cloud, because the SD-WAN can't provide any of that, zero of it. 0% of that can be provided by SD-WAN. And then I haven't seen them make any major change that any customer is interested in to get to the point where Aviatrix is at. And so that's really made me, you know, even happier, because I realized that, hey, we've got the key to the solution to this problem, I should say.
Yeah,
and they won't play in the cloud. You know, it's just too much of an upheaval for them, for their technology to change. It's a different technology. But look, I may have been giving SD-WAN a bit of a bashing. I actually like the solution myself, but there's a time and a place for it, and it's certainly not in cloud. There are good use cases still for SD-WAN, you know, connecting someone with a big enterprise, connecting all those branches, all those campuses together, single controller on-prem, you get some automation. As we said, you get some level of telemetry, et cetera. But you got to remember as well, to get to that, it's hellishly expensive, SD-WAN. It's not a cheap technology solution, and it's not easy to deploy for a big enterprise either. So, you know, you'd have to think twice if you're starting to consider, do I need SD-WAN today? Or what we've just said, our traffic patterns have changed. People are working, you know, more and more remotely now. You know, I'm better off with a different type of SASE solution to get to the cloud and to consume services from the cloud. You know, I don't need to bring all that traffic back to my data center any longer, you know.
Yeah. And I think don't forget the innovations that are happening inside the CSP also, right? Like things like Global Accelerate, right? Things like Front Door and their hot potato routing, right? And GCP is coming out with something where they're opening their backbone for even branch-to-branch connectivity. You can use their backbone.
Yeah.
Even if you do not have a workload in GCP, for example, you will be allowed to use their backbone. And with this internet connectivity improving from, let's say if I have a branch in Singapore that wants to talk to a branch in Virginia, I can hop onto the CSP backbone, right? So, and then all the intelligence gets in the cloud, which Aviatrix and solutions like that will provide that intelligence of policy control and policy routing that can help you use any backbone of your choice as a transport. I think it's going to change the game. And that's why I think Cloud WAN is what is going to be the future. There will still be use cases for, you know, branch to data center connectivity where things needs to be done in an old way.
We need to support that.
The future trend, right? It will change. Yeah.
We need to support that for the time being. One thing, I'll give you one thing I have that really impacts me, and when I tell people, it impacts them as well. The moment I realized that SD-WAN vendors had missed the boat was when I was in a lab with one of our partners when I worked for Cisco, and I was building this multi-cloud solution for a big pharmaceutical company to prove that our SD-WAN solution could do what Aviatrix could do. I was up against Aviatrix. This is before I even heard of Aviatrix. I knew I was up against some multi-cloud company. It took me weeks to build and to code and to fail over this multi-cloud architecture with the SD-WAN footprint. To make it work, it was an unbelievable amount of of complexity. I hid all that complexity from the customer, right? That's what a good SE will do for the most part, right? To sell the platform. But then I went over to Aviatrix, or I tried Aviatrix myself because I was curious, well, what are they doing? And in hours, in like 2 hours, I stood up the whole environment and I built the network and I did the failover, literally 2 hours versus weeks of my time. And I, at that point, I was sold. I'm like, I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm in the wrong place. It was unbelievable.
You know what, yeah. Guys? I rarely make predictions, but I think this is a safe bet for me. I would say in 3 to 5 years' time, enterprises, organizations are going to want their on-prem to look more and more and feel more like the cloud, in cloud.
Absolutely.
And I think at the time of refresh for on-prem, I think the technology is going to be more cloud-like as they start to refresh. Yeah.
And I think that's where I think the likes of Outpost and Azure Stack and Oracle has something similar would start to become more and more relevant. We will keep that for another audio tea podcast, John and Dana.
Yeah.
But any last comments here for the audience, Dana, from your side?
From my side, not really. I think I've been able to, you know, I'm pretty bullish and straightforward. I don't sugarcoat anything. And I think that if you've invested in SD-WAN, you did good because you probably invested during the right time. But now it's time to invest in networking in the cloud and use an enterprise class solution in the cloud and not to try to shoehorn some solution, aka any SD-WAN solution out there that was never designed for cloud into your cloud network because your life will be hell. I lived it. I lived that hell for so many customers. Don't do it. That's my advice.
And I think building the product right in a cloud native way needs you to have a DNA of the cloud as well. You can't continue to have a on-prem DNA and product and build the product for the cloud because it will never have the same operational efficiency that you would require and the simplicity that you need. You won't be able to keep the pace of innovation. The reason why we are able to keep up with the pace of innovation in Aviatrix here is because the product was built for cloud, understands the native constructs. That's why anything that new that comes out from the CSP, we embrace that right away. So that's a sign of a cloud native product, right? So it's easier to manage, easier to embrace. We always go with the flow, makes enterprise happy because they're not missing out on any innovation that comes out from the CSP. And everybody will evolve very, very quickly in the cloud space.
Okay. I would just say if anyone's out there thinking of investing in SD-WAN, don't. www.aviatrix.com. Come talk to us first. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dana. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, Bye. Dana. Bye.